morning, good afternoon, or good evening, because I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this radio broadcast, because, well, it's on the internet. And you could be listening to it at any time at your convenience because, well, this is radio on Galganov.com where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. This song, by the way, by Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. Let me tell you something. We all should be singing this song because we've taken it for far, far too long. And that's the magic of Donald Trump. He's saying, we're not going to take it anymore. He's had it, and we should have all had it. You know, it's not right. The people who are listening to this broadcast, many of them are well into their 60s, 70s, 80s. They've taken it most of their lives. It's not right. These are people who've worked hard, who've saved, who've done all the right things. They've raised their families right. Meanwhile, it's hard for them to get by. It's hard for everyone to get by. But if you happen to work for the public sector, if you happen to be part of the school system, if you happen to be on the public dole, no problem. You're going to rake in good bucks while you're working. You're going to have tenure. Who the hell has tenure? Who in the private sector is guaranteed a job for life, whether you produce or not, whether you're worth it or not? Well, tenure in schools, that's the way it is. And not only that, there's tenure in government. No one wants to talk about it, but no one gets fired from government, no matter how bad the job is that they do. No one gets fired. But that was then, and this is now. And, you know, the editorial that I wrote today has to do with propaganda. It has to do with lies and intimidation. It has to do with all the dirty tricks we've seen through the ages that we're watching right now, literally unveil before our very eyes with Hillary Clinton, or I should say crooked Hillary Clinton. You know, what they're doing is that they're creating a false narrative. Now, it's hard for them to do this unless you control the media. Well, Adolf Hitler controlled the media, so he was really able to do it. Stalin controlled the media, so he was able to do it as well. Well, Hillary Clinton and her band of Democrat thugs don't control the media. But the media might have some control over them. Remember, the media is not like it used to be, like the internet is right now, where individuals own newspapers and they competed against each other for market share. And to compete, they had to tell the truth. They had to be the first on the scene to unveil the true story and to show the who and what and where and how and all the other stuff. But they don't do that anymore. The media is a massive conglomerate, which has an awful lot to lose if a guy like Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States. I'm sort of thinking wishfully, thinking prime minister, but that's not going to happen. So the media is really in the tank for the Democrats, but that's not a surprise. The surprise, I guess, is how far and how low the media is prepared to go to elect one of their own. And Hillary Clinton is indeed one of their own. Remember, you're looking at media empires now, whether it's ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN or Fox News, that are worth mega billions of dollars. And I mean mega billions of dollars. The day of the independent radio station, well, that's pretty much gone. The day of the independent TV station with its own newscasters and their own reporters, that's gone too. So what we have now are these massive newspaper chains, but they're dying out because of the internet, and they can't die out too soon for my satisfaction. But, you know, you're looking at radio and television. These are mammoth corporations who will do and say whatever has to be done and said to make sure that either crooked Hillary or someone like her becomes the president of the United States of America. And that's one of the reasons why so many of the rhinos, the Republicans like Jeb Bush, are so upset as well. Well, he figured he had it in the bag because, frankly, the media don't care if it, or didn't care whether it was Jeb Bush or it was Hillary Clinton, because both of them are insiders. Both of them are going to do whatever the media and big business really want them to do. It's just the only difference between someone like Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton is which of the insiders, the lobbyists, and the industrialists support one or the other. That's the only real difference. So they're using the media to lie and to cheat and to frighten people. Hillary Clinton has absolutely nothing to sell. I mean, what is she going to sell? How she failed as a U.S. Senator? Because she didn't do anything in the Senate. She talked a lot, and she had a lot of photo opportunities, and she had some good PR, but she didn't do anything. What else is she going to sell? How well she did as the in the State Department? Is that what she's going to sell? Benghazi or her Russian reset? Like, Russia's all over the board now, kicking America's ass. What else is she going to sell? How she supported the Muslim Brotherhood, and how she helped get Hosni Mubarak, an American and an Israeli ally, out of power? Is that what she's going to sell? Or is she going to sell this tremendous Iranian deal that has the entire Middle East up in arms and scared? Is that what she's going to sell? What is she going to sell? Is she going to sell the fact that she and her husband are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions? Because we'll never know by selling out favors to enemies of the United States or to people who are just really bad actors. We won't know. So she can't possibly run on her record. And she just can't do it. But she's running on a record they're creating for Donald Trump, which just isn't true. Here's a guy that built a massive empire. He was given some money to start, but he took that money and he really ran with it. Here's a guy who employs thousands of people. Hillary Clinton never employed anybody, not out of her own pocket anyways. Here's a guy that created tens of thousands of jobs. Really, honest to goodness. When he builds these huge buildings and golf courses and God knows what else he builds, I mean, that's done with labor. And the government didn't do it. He did it. So what is she going to do? What's the narrative she can come up with on Trump? That what? That he's untrustworthy? Where the hell did this come from? That he was untrustworthy? Whoever thought of Donald Trump as being trustworthy or untrustworthy until Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, and the media got hold of it and created it. Listen, don't despair. The fight is going extremely well, and Donald Trump is doing really well, and it hasn't even begun yet. Don't despair. It's just in the early stages, and everything Trump is saying is true. Everything Trump is saying is supported by the American people, not by the left, but by people who really understand what it means to work and to be honest and to contribute to society. Don't despair. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Radio on Galganov.com. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just, well, you and me, the way it really ought to be. Until the next broadcast, take good care and have a great, great day.